BBC Caribbean Report.
ACP and EU officials in Mauritius examining a future North-South arrangement. The United States stands firm with its embargo against Cuba despite another UN vote against the embargo. And Jamaicans to show its football strength in Zambia. A future arrangement between North and South and human rights issues are at the top of the agenda as European Union officials began meeting today with representatives of the African, Caribbean and Pacific group. As Debbie Ransom reports, the EU-ACP meeting in Mauritius marks a turning point in North-South relations.
The Lomé Convention runs out in 5 years' time, and with the move towards free trade and relations governed solely by market forces, it's unlikely that such an arrangement as Lomé will be extended beyond the year 2001. This means that countries of the South, which benefited from Lomé as the world's biggest trade and aid pact, will have to seek other forms of cooperation. For this reason, ACP countries at the summit are suggesting some form of summit in the next 2 years to chart a course for South-South cooperation after the year 2000. Whether this will be in the form of direct cooperation links between trading groups such as CARICOM and Africa, only time and negotiation will tell. But in the immediate future, ACP countries find themselves fighting to hold on to the benefits remaining in the Lomé Pact. These 2 days of talks are aimed at firming up and signing Part 2 of the Lomé 4 Convention. And important changes which could threaten the trade and aid arrangements are being put on the table by officials from Brussels.